Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week news podcast for the week ending Friday, March 29th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about the intersection of two important topics for compliance executives, that is, understanding foreign markets and setting a strong tone at the top. And in fact, we're going to talk today with one company that has gone to extremes on both fronts. The company in question is Starwood Hotels and Resorts, which is based in Stamford, Connecticut, and has more than 170,000 employees worldwide. And every 2 years, the company relocates its entire executive team to an overseas market for a month to learn about the culture there and to show employees that senior leadership does want to hear their concerns and show that it is paying attention to overseas expansion. Now, in 2011, the leadership team relocated to China for a month, and this past month of March, the entire group has been staying in Dubai, which is where we have reached Ken Siegel. He is the General Counsel and Chief Administrative Officer for Starwood. So, Ken, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Matt.
So for our first question here, for those of us who are still trapped in New York and Chicago and Boston and Washington at the end of a very long winter, we have to ask, what is the weather like over in Dubai right now?
I don't know if you really want to know. It's actually been 80 degrees and sunny every day that we've been here. So
well, that is an excellent managerial decision then to go to Dubai. Well done. Let's talk a little about the rationale for relocating to these markets. Obviously, your sales and business executives must welcome the chance to get closer to overseas customers. But for you, the top legal officer, and others at Starwood involved in the ethics and compliance program there, what are the benefits you have seen, I guess, first from that trip you took in China in 2011 and now to Dubai? What are the lessons you're learning over there?
That's a great question. You know, speaking about China, I mean, Starwood has well over 150 properties in China now, well on our way to 300. Mm-hmm. So if you look at that, you know, you talked about the fact that we have 170,000 employees. We have literally tens of thousands of employees right now in China. And it's really difficult to know them and understand them, you know, from 10, 12,000 miles away. So the opportunity to spend a month there, mm-hmm. want the real quality time with people, you know, from line staff up through the regional teams is vitally important. And part of it, you know, both speaking from the legal side and the compliance side, you need the interaction. You really need the feedback to make sure that your programs are working and also that they're relevant to the locations in which we're operating. Mm-hmm. And similar things happening here in Dubai. Believe it or not, Dubai has almost as many hotels in it as New York. And the Middle East region is one of our fastest growing. So, you know, dozens of hotels coming online, many, many associates from many, many different backgrounds. And this is an opportunity for me to get out in front of them and to talk.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, sitting in our corporate perches in the United States, everybody says ethical attitudes can be different in overseas markets. But maybe since you're there, can you give us an example or two of, I don't know, something you've seen that struck you or lessons you've learned about how to do business and how to run ethics and compliance either in China or Dubai? What are some good examples that you were struck by them?
Yeah, good question. It's... You know, one of the basic premises we have, you know, we've had this for years, and it's the fundamental concept of do the right thing. And one of the things I've learned as I travel around the world is the basic concept of do the right thing, I think, is very firmly entrenched in the Starwood culture. Mm-hmm. When you juxtapose that against the business that we're in, I mean, we're in the business of hospitality, and there is a service mindset, there's a making people feel welcome mindset. There's a going out of your way for people regardless of who they are. And one of the things that I find, particularly as we've, in fact, further tightened our compliance programs, you know, in light of the UK Bribery Act, in light of the new interpretations coming out of the Justice Department, when I start to explain some of the nuances of compliance, just to explain that to an organization whose culture is by nature giving, mm-hmm. you have some very interesting pushback. One of the things that we we're grappling with as an organization, and this is around the world, but particularly so in the Middle East, given the service orientation, is what can you do anymore? Everything about our business has discretion associated with it. Things mm-hmm. as simple as room upgrades to our loyalty program. And as we start to explore this together, it's been a very interesting dynamic. Things that are second nature to the United States, you look at it from the standpoint, you do any business with a federal government official in the U.S., anything as simple as having lunch together, that that's an unacceptable practice for a company like Starwood to pick up the cost. Mm-hmm. Over here, the historic norm always has been the provision of entertainment. If you visit someone, you're expected to be entertained lavishly. Similar piece, if somebody comes to visit you, you're expected to be hospitable. And we're grappling with that issue in real time, just making it clear to our associates and to our partners around the world that to do business with a U.S. entity means you have to do business on a different set of standards than they may expect as their own cultural norms.
Mm-hmm. The idea of moving the entire corporate team to an overseas market, I guess my first question there is, who came up with this idea?
It's the brainchild of Fritz Van Passion, our CEO. One of the things, Fritz has been CEO now for about 7 years, and his predecessors had a view that the company could really be managed from New York or now Connecticut. Fritz is very focused on the fact that we are a true global entity. We're now do business in about 100 countries. We have over 1,100 properties. You can't run a business this global and just sit in your office in Stamford, Connecticut. And what he decided to do several years ago is to begin to move us to our major growth markets so that, as he says, you can have the experience of buying groceries. Mm-hmm. But it's really to get a better understanding of the nuances, the different societal and cultural norms that you really can't get by reading or by observation. You actually have to be there. So, this is our second go-round of these things, and we'll see what we're going to be doing come 2015.
Can you give us a sense of the size of this project, the number of people you're moving, the cost or the logistics involved? I mean, it does sound like it's a big undertaking.
It is, but, again, we do have an advantage in that we have hotels everywhere. So right now I'm sitting in the Grosvenor House in Dubai, mm-hmm. and we have executives in various rooms and suites. So the cost in terms of being on location isn't as significant as you might imagine. And as a global company, we have people traveling extensively. So the 10 key members of the leadership team are based here. And then meetings that we normally would have in other places around the world are now centered in Dubai. So during the course of the month, we'll have probably in the neighborhood of 200 people come in and out of Dubai. And 190 of them would have been traveling otherwise. So it's just a matter that we picked a city that everybody could be together. And there's a meeting now going on another floor with about 60 of us that are specialized in sales and marketing, mm-hmm. for example. Not inexpensive, but we try to do it within the overall cost structure of our regular travel budget.
And out of curiosity, do you have any thoughts on where you'd like to go next in 2015?
It's a great question. Probably Latin America. It's another mm-hmm. big growth area for us. So, maybe Brazil or even spend some more time in Mexico.
All right. Well, Ken, that's all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us, so thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Anytime.
All right. And again, everybody, that was Ken Siegel. He is General Counsel and Chief Administrative Officer of Starwood Hotels and talking to us from Dubai, where his company's entire leadership team has been for the last month, learning about how to do business well in that local market. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.